This is a podcast by the Positive Psychology People.
Rebuilding social connection, Dr. Vivek Murthy call to action for a happier, healthier society. For those who are not aware of what WHOASO is, I'll start my writing with the following link. You can see it on the writing over there. Well, WHOASO is a World Happiness Summit, and it was created to bring awareness about the benefits of happiness and well-being in the society. Or as Karen Guggenheim, the founder and the CEO, have said, instead of letting life happen to you, show up to your life. In the WHOASO 2024 that took place in London, Karen had a brilliant conversation with Dr. Vivek Murthy, an American surgeon with a keen eye on loneliness and human connection. Dr. Vivek statistically explained the dire situation in North America and in general around the Western world, where one in two adults suffer a measurable level of loneliness, which leads to an increase of 25% levels of anxiety and depression, 29% levels of cardiovascular disease, 31% levels of stroke, 50% levels of dementia. Aging alone by itself can lead to a higher level of all these morbidities. Now, some of us are making things worse with our action or inaction. So in our world, seemingly more connected than ever before, it's paradoxical to acknowledge the epidemic of loneliness gripping societies worldwide. Dr. Vivek Murthy, former Surgeon General of the United States, illuminated this sobering truth at the World Happiness Summit, shedding light on the staggering statistics that reveal the pervasive nature of loneliness and its detrimental effects on individuals and communities. According to Dr. Murthy's insights, it's alarming to learn that in the United States alone, one in two adults suffers from measurable levels of loneliness. This loneliness epidemic is not merely a matter of emotional discomfort. It has tangible health outcomes and consequences. Moreover, this pervasive sense of isolation contributes to societal polarization, exacerbating divisions and fostering an environment of disconnection. Dr. Murthy's message serves as a wake-up call, urging us to prioritize the rebuilding of social connection as a fundamental aspect of fostering happier, healthier communities. He challenges the prevailing misconception about friendship, emphasizing that genuine connection should transcend mere utility or transactional benefits. Rather than viewing relationships through the lens of what can this person do for me or how can they advance my career, Dr. Murthy advocates for a shift towards authentic human connection based on empathy, compassion, and mutual respect. In a world increasingly dominated by technology, Dr. Murthy underscores the importance of preserving human interactions and intimacy. While advancements in technology have undoubtedly improved efficiency and convenience, they should not come at the cost of replacing meaningful human connection. As Dr. Murthy poignantly reminds us, machines cannot offer the comfort of holding a hand during times of vulnerability, nor can they provide the emotional support needed in moments of crisis. Drawing upon his experiences as a medical professional, Dr. Murthy highlights the intrinsic link between social connection and overall well-being. He emphasizes that the pursuit of success should be grounded in service to others and alignment with one's values. True fulfillment, he suggests, is not found in the accumulation of wealth or status, but in a meaningful contribution to the world and a deep understanding of oneself. Dr. Murthy's message extends beyond individual actions to encompass broader societal change. He empowers individuals to take proactive steps in the communities, families, and social circles to foster a culture of connection and support. By prioritizing initiatives that promote social and emotional learning in schools and workplaces, we can equip future generations with the necessary skills to navigate relationships and cultivate resilience. Furthermore, Dr. Murthy advocates for greater regulation of technology, particularly social media and smartphones, to mitigate their negative impact on social connection. Just as safety measures were implemented for automobiles to protect public health, he argues for similar measures to safeguard mental and emotional well-being in the digital world. At the core of Dr. Murthy's message lies a fundamental goal to ensure that people are happy, healthy, and fulfilled. This necessitates a collective effort to prioritize sleep, nurture relationships, and foster lifelong learning. It requires re-evaluation of societal values and commitments to building communities where every individual feels seen, heard, and valued. As we reflect on Dr. Mutis's insight, let us heed his call to action and work towards creating a world where loneliness is replaced by connection, and where the pursuit of happiness is not merely an individual endeavor, but a shared responsibility. By embracing empathy, fostering meaningful relationships, and prioritizing human connection, we can cultivate a society that is truly happier, healthier, and more fulfilled for generations to come.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and comment. Visit our website at thepositivepsychologypeople.com and connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. The Positive Psychology People is dedicated to sharing the evidence-based science of what makes a life worth living. Please share this episode with friends or family or anyone you think might find it valuable. Thank you for your support.